I'll just bring it for you, if I may. The intelligence agency that is in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region saying that the US, saying and the UK rather, neglected its warnings about Takfiri insurgents or extremists rather in Iraq. Kurdistan's security agency says that it tipped off the CIA and the MI6 5 months ago, outlining the ISIL's planned seizure of northern Iraq. However, the Kurdish officials say the American and British governments failed to take action and ignored repeated warnings. Meanwhile, a senior official at the Kurdish intelligence agency has said that an estimated 4,000 foreign militants are currently fighting for the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and he says more than 400 of the foreign insurgents are British nationals. Well, first of all, I do apologize for the technical glitch we had there in airing the headlines of the top five. I'll go quickly now to Portland. Mr. Mike Harris, editor of Veterans Today, with us to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Harris, I'm not sure if he's still with us. Yeah, there he is. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, first of all, tell us why the US or the UK would have wanted to ignore these warnings. Was this something that you would blame for as deliberate action?
Oh, I would absolutely think this is a deliberate action. You look at how rapidly the Iraqi security forces fell, and you look at the windfall of pre-positioned U.S. equipment that was waiting for them there. It appears, if we had to infer, that the U.S. was complicit, had foreknowledge of this, and pre-staged this equipment so that the ISIS forces, the ISIL forces, could then roll up Iraq and then march on into Syria, because the U.S. and Israel have been trying to topple the Assad government, which is, by the way, just went through a legitimate election and is ruling by popular consent. They want to bring him down. And all of these things, they don't have legitimate cover for it. So they're using a surrogate in the ISIS in order to bring down the Syrian regime.
So right now, John Kerry is in Iraq. Iraq has been asking for U.S. Military assistance to fight these insurgents. What do you think the two sides are right now discussing in terms of how the United States may or may not get involved?
Well, that's the issue right there. Does the U.S. Come clean and own the fact that they've been supporting the ISIS and the backers of it? They are a material, they're providing material support for terrorists. Or does the U.S. continue with the charade that we're actually trying to bring peace and justice into Iraq? That's really what Kerry is trying to do. He's trying to parse his words very carefully, because the U.S. does not want to be seen as someone who is aiding terrorists in this world. They want to be seen as those who are fighting terrorists. Yet it's very obvious that the U.S. is up to their eyeballs in this. And a further complication is the fact that the ISIS has, it's been revealed that they have access to nuclear weapons. This is probably from the missing U.S. inventory, the 350 missing U.S. nukes that were stolen from U.S. inventory due to be decommissioned. This is a very, very frightening situation. This is as bad as it gets. It shows the level of corruption within the U.S. intelligence and within the U.S. security apparatus. And one thing about it, corruption and effectiveness do not go hand in hand. The U.S. is an unmitigated failure. As far as this goes back to the Bush regimes, and we need to clean house in the U.S. The U.S. government needs to clean house. We need to have a purge of all of those who are involved in this nuclear proliferation around the world.
And just quickly before we let you go, Mr. Maliki, the Iraqi prime minister, has said that the ISIL, these Takfiri extremists, in his words, are posing a threat to the region and even the world. Do you see this rise of terrorism in Iraq, in Syria, as a sign that we're going to see more regional terrorism even affecting the world?
Absolutely, because terrorism is the modern way of warfare. The U.S. has proved that traditional warfare does not work. Iraq was an abysmal failure for the U.S. Afghanistan was a failure for the U.S. The only effective means they have to flex their muscles and to force policy out there now is terrorism. I hate to say this, but the U.S. is behind this. Israel is behind this. Saudi Arabia is behind this. And like I said, it's time to clean house. It's time to re-examine our priorities as a country.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Harris, editor of Veterans Today, with us there live from Portland.